Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
With the seventh pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Kevin White.
Welcome to Chicago, man.
Yeah, thanks, thanks. I'm excited, man.
Let's go!
How are you doing? Great to see you, man. So this is downtown Chicago last night.
That's the way they are. That's crazy.
I'm good, man. Thanks.
And tears in your eyes last night. You said you tried to hide it a little bit, but I'm sure in a private moment, you let the emotions come out. Was there more than just the excitement of being a first-round pick and being a Chicago Bear in Chicago, at the draft in Chicago? Was there a deeper meaning for the tears?
Definitely. Having the draft in Chicago, getting drafted by the Bears, having all my family there, everything worked out. I couldn't have wrote a better story. So, and I've been through a lot. And for me to get to this point, my ultimate goal is it's an honor and it's a blessing. So I definitely showed a little emotion and cried a little bit.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah,
that's all right. Yo, tears of excitement when you win a Super Bowl one day in a Bears jersey, right?
Right, hopefully.
You talked about, you've been through a lot. And obviously we don't have tons of time for the journey, but in summary, a couple of years at a junior college, Lackawanna Junior College, and a couple of half years later, 2.5 years later, you're a first-round pick in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You closed the gap on whatever you had trouble with getting here, but you did. How'd you do it?
Hard work and determination. I have a great support system, and obviously the man upstairs, because without him, nothing would be possible. But I just stayed focused. I wanted to prove the doubters wrong, you know what I mean? So coaches that never gave me a fair shot, I wanted to prove those guys wrong. I wanted to prove everyone wrong, and this is what I love to do. So that season that I set out, it actually showed me how much I cared and loved the game. So I was willing to do anything and everything to get the job done.
It shows in your play because, obviously, you do play with fire. I think you'd agree with that. Physicality, all the elements of being a big receiver in today's NFL, you have. It's just how much experience you have in it, I guess, is the big question. But you seem to be pretty confident that you can answer those questions.
I'm confident. I'm ready to get going. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to sacrifice whatever I have to do, whether it's extra work, staying in here until 11 or midnight. You know what I mean? I really don't care how long or how much time I have to put in, because you have to put a lot of time in to be great. So that's what I'm willing to do.
From what I understand, that you like to chat it up a little bit on the field, right?
Does
that give you an edge on game day?
Definitely. Because you have to back it up when you're talking. I don't talk off the field. I'm very confident. I had to tell myself during the draft process, but on the field, I talk. I enjoy it. It just brings the level of competition up a little bit. And after the game, it's all love, shaking hands, good job. But I just love being a competitor.
And from what you've heard from Adam Gase, the offensive coordinator, and your receivers coach Mike Groh, what do they have envisioned for you in terms of how you fit in this particular offense? Because it's a big mystery to everybody. You're starting with everybody else right now. We don't know what it's going to look like.
Right. Well, I'm not sure either. They're excited to have me here. I'm sure they have big plans, but they haven't broke it down to me quite yet. And when they do, I'll be, excited. But until I produce on the field and do the things that are expected of me, I'm all ears.
But you did do outside, inside. You run several different routes. You did the screen game. Outstanding blocker on the perimeter. And for a John Fox offense over the years, he loves the running game, so the receivers can make those runs to the second level become big ones for Matt Forte and the fellas. Do you enjoy that blocking? Has that improved over time for you?
Oh, definitely. I love blocking. I love taking the confidence from corners and D-backs. Just taking them out of the play and creating a hole for the running backs or receivers when they get in yak yards.
I'm certain they don't like these cornerbacks. And even in the NFL, there's only so much they can do when you are excellent at high-pointing a ball. And that's one of your strengths is high-pointing the ball. But to finish, you got to have the strong hands and the body and so forth. How have you worked on that to make that such an excellent part of your game and a necessary part of your game?
Just continue to catch every day. You know, if a corner's on my right side, just know how to grab it and pull it over to my left.
So does Alshon.
Yeah, yep.
Have you watched Alshon?
Oh, yeah, I watched him.
This is going to be fun watching the two of you do that, because while Brandon was great, no, that he did it a little differently than Alshon knows how to pluck it over the top of the helmet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually watched Alshon and Brandon Marshall, all the guys. I enjoy watching film and learning from other guys and, you know, implementing it in my game. So I definitely watched Alshon do that a lot.
I spoke to your ex-head coach, West Virginia's Dana Holgorsen, today. He said, I knew he was fast. He plays fast. He looks fast on tape, but 4.35, it even surprised me, and that was your 40 time. Did you surprise a lot of people? And it must be because of your running style that it sneaks up on people.
Yes, definitely. I definitely surprised a lot of people. Just like you said, my running style, you know, it may not look as fast as others, you know, they got smaller strides. They may be a little quicker, but when I get going, I'm running pretty fast, and I finally got to showcase that during the combine.
You had lunch with Jay Cutler, your new quarterback here today. How'd that go, and what did he have to tell you?
It was great. He's a cool guy, real laid back. Told me if I need anything, for me to just keep in contact with him. He's ready to get going. He's ready to start working with.
I know it's been a dream. I know you've worked extremely hard, but the fact you're sitting here today in this building with this franchise, charter franchise, the National Football League, it all started right here for this city that loves football. Are you pinching yourself? Can you believe you're actually here?
A little bit, but not too much. It haven't hit me quite yet. I think tonight, you know, being out with my family, then left, and I'll be by myself, have some alone time. I'll play the tape back and just let it sink in. That's when I think it'll hit me.